No, there's a biodiversity initiative which is open for applications and is open for Kerry this year, one of nine counties involved in what's called the Hare's Corner project this year. To find out more and to see how it could benefit your area or your school, with me in the line I've got Lee Worrell, who's coordinator of the Hare's Corner initiative developed by the Burren Bio Trust, a registered charity. Lee, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Okay, what, first of all, what is a Hare's Corner?
A Hare's Corner, it's an old phrase we took from the farmers, the bit of land that they'd have that was awkward and not manageable, not able to be farmed, they'd let it go wild. So we borrowed that expression, we took that expression on, and it's a bit of a rewilding project. So we have five actions that we offer. Native woodland, a wildlife hedge, wildlife ponds, native apple orchard, or a bespoke plan for nature.
Okay, so if you have that on your land or your area, then you can apply for this support from it. And if you have that section of kind of rewilded property or land open to you, you can do this.
Well, not necessarily. If somebody has any land that's available, if they have a monoculture grassland that has nothing on it at all, and they want to start the rewilding process, they can apply to receive the trees, to put in a new wildlife pond, to get advice on ways to increase biodiversity, plant an apple orchard. So it's definitely, if you're already going that route and you are taking action, please apply. But if you also have not started at all and you'd like to start, you're also welcome to apply. So it's open to private landowners with small gardens, farmers, community groups, schools. If you have permission to carry out any changes on the land, you're welcome to apply.
Okay. And those supports will come in the form of advice, but also trees to make this happen, if that's the particular area of support you want.
That's right. Yeah, the materials would come in the form of trees, and then advice for the pond and the plan for nature both receive site visits from advisors that we have trained in. And also with the pond, it's the only action where we offer a reimbursement of grant funding to help pay for the costs of an excavator or pond liner if that's required.
The machinery that would be involved in that sort of a project. How has it worked up to now? What's it been like, Lee, where it's already happened? It started off in the Burren, is that correct?
Yep, it started off in County Clare in 2021, and we had around 100 actions. So, 20 ponds and 30 woodlands. We had three actions. So we offered the woodland, the wildlife pond, and a mini orchard. And since then, it's grown just amazingly. We've been in nine counties. This year will bring us up to 15 counties. And now we have five actions that we offer. So it's been an absolute amazing success, and it's wonderful to take part in.
Okay, so it's been a huge success, and it's now been expanded to nine other counties, Kerry, Offaly, Limerick, Monaghan, Sligo, Donegal, Louth, Wexford, Kilkenny. Anyone interested can apply.
That's right. Yep. The applications are open until the 18th at midnight.
Okay. Midnight on the 18th. And it's being funded, I know, through a combination of public and private sector funding as well. The National Parks and Wildlife Service, the National Biodiversity Plan, and there's private funders as well involved.
That's right. Yeah, each county will be slightly different. So, SSE or Tricity, previously NTR, PLC, we had Life's Too Good Foundation. So every county, we're still bringing in the private funders, and it's county specific. But what is congruent throughout all the counties is the local biodiversity action fund that the biodiversity officers will receive from the NPWS, and that will be part of the public funding that goes into the project.
And you're trying to, from there, take it nationwide, Lee, is that right?
That's right. I think we're doing a good job so far with branching out into various counties. So the biodiversity officers in the counties put forth an interest that they want to be a part of the project. And we see what our capacity is and where our limitations are, how many counties we can expand into. And we go from there.
Yeah, and you're seeing, and we've seen examples, some of the projects are just absolutely amazing, where people have got involved and just set up this meadow, set up this pond, set up this mini woodland or the mini orchard. They're springing up everywhere.
That's right, yeah. The pond, we say the minimum size is 25 square meters, but some people go mad and do 2,000, you know, they'll do a full acre-sized pond. And it's great to see the excitement. The pond is one of those actions where you see immediate results. You know, the birds will come and the frogs will come. The woodlands take a bit longer. They have to mature. The apple trees, we hand them out when they're about 2 years old. And around 5 years, you can start, you know, seeing fruit. So I've been promised many an apple tart down the road.
Okay. Well, look, great stuff. Lee, brilliant idea. Hopefully it goes well in Kerry. It's the harescorner.ie is the website to go to. info@harescorner.ie, as well as the email address to get involved in. And there's an application form for 2026 link on the website page as well, if people want to get involved as well. So the harescorner.ie. Great idea, Lee. Thanks very much for taking the time to explain it to us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. Look forward to bringing lots of conservation actions to Kerry.
Brilliant. That's Lee Worrell there, who is coordinator of the Hare's Corner. Give us your view. And did you have a Hare's Corner on your land growing up, I wonder? You might let us know if you did.